Hi, this is Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. We rely on our smartphones for many purposes. Tending to them as new enabling technologies emerge can ensure that they function properly and that our privacy isn't being invaded. Periodically monitoring Medicare insurance billing statements for unrecognized charges can help to identify fraud and abuse, and may provide ways for you to avoid unnecessary expenditures. In addition, reviewing your current spending habits may also provide some ideas on how to maximize your assets. Today I'll be reading articles on these topics that include some recommended updates, precautions, and suggestions. Our first article is from Medicare.gov. It identifies how to spot and report fraud and abuse when it comes to benefits paid out from your account. Reporting Medicare fraud and abuse. Medicare fraud and abuse can happen anywhere. It's important that you protect your Medicare card number and other personal information and check your Medicare claims regularly. To help spot and prevent Medicare fraud and abuse, compare the dates and services on your calendar with the Medicare statements you get to make sure that you got each service listed and that the details are correct. Protect your personal information and become familiar with how Medicare uses it. Know what a Medicare health or drug plan can and can't do before you join. If you join a Medicare health or drug plan, the plan will let you know how it will use your personal information. What are some examples of Medicare fraud? A provider that bills Medicare for services or supplies they never gave you, like charging you for a visit you never had, or a back brace you never got. A provider that charges Medicare twice for a service or item that you got only once. A person who steals your Medicare number or card and uses it to submit fraudulent claims in your name. A company that offers you a Medicare drug plan that Medicare hasn't approved. A person comes to your house or calls you, offering to sign you up for hospice care if you give them your Medicare number. Here are some recent Medicare scams from Senior Medical Protection, which is https://smpresource.org/Medicare fraud. SMPs play a unique role in the fight against Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. SMP volunteers and staff serve as eyes and ears in their communities, educating beneficiaries to be the first line of defense. Medicare is complicated. What may seem like an error to the beneficiary may simply be the result of misunderstanding about benefits. It may also be abuse, which involves billing Medicare for services that are not covered or are not correctly coded. The provider has not knowingly and intentionally represented the facts to obtain payment. Medicare fraud assumes criminal intent. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, defines fraud as the intentional deception or misrepresentation that the individual knows to be false or does not believe to be true, and that is made knowing that the deception could result in some unauthorized benefit to himself, herself, or some other person. Some common examples of suspected Medicare fraud or abuse are billing for services or supplies that were not provided, providing unsolicited supplies to beneficiaries, misrepresenting a diagnosis, a beneficiary's identity, the service provided, or other facts to justify payment. Prescribing or providing excessive or unnecessary tests and services. Violating the participating provider agreement with Medicare by refusing to bill Medicare for a covered service or items and billing the beneficiary instead. Offering or receiving a kickback or bribe in exchange for a beneficiary's Medicare number. Requesting Medicare numbers at an educational presentation or at an unsolicited phone call. Routinely waiving coinsurance or deductibles. Waivers are only allowed on a case-by-case basis where there is a financial hardship, not as an incentive to attract business. Common Medicare fraud schemes and principal tip sheets. The SMP Resource Center has provided a tip sheet warning about the most common Medicare fraud schemes. Please feel free to print this document and all of the tip sheets, or visit each individual fraud scheme page to find the topic that you're looking for. Reader's note, the following is an example of a tip sheet from the SMP website. Senior Medicare Patrol, Preventing Medicare Fraud, Durable Medical Equipment Fraud, Tips for Protecting Yourself and Your Medicare. Medicare Part B covers medically necessary durable medical equipment, or DME, that is prescribed by your doctor, can withstand repeated use, serves a medical purpose, and can be used in the home. Medicare only covers DME if you get it from a supplier enrolled in the Medicare program. Medicare Part B pays 80% of the approved amount, and you pay the other 20%. What does Medicare cover in relation to DME, orthotics, and prosthetics? DME that Medicare covers includes, but is not limited to, blood sugar monitors and test strips, canes, continuous positive airway pressure, CPAP devices, crutches, hospital beds, infusion pumps and supplies, oxygen equipment and accessories, patient lifts, walkers, wheelchairs, and scooters. Prefabricated orthotics that Medicare covers include, but are not limited to, shoulder, knee, back, wrist, and ankle braces. Prosthetic devices that Medicare covers include, but are not limited to, breast prosthesis, including a surgical bra, one pair of conventional eyeglasses or contact lenses, provided after a cataract operation, ostomy bags and certain related supplies, some surgically implanted prosthetic devices, including cochlear implants, and urological supplies. Examples of durable medical equipment fraud schemes. Suppliers who offer free equipment but bill Medicare. Suppliers who want you to use their doctors, not yours, who then prescribe unnecessary medical equipment. Suppliers or doctors who provide medical equipment or supplies you never requested. Suppliers or doctors who charge for items you never received. Suppliers who bill for people who have passed away. Suppliers who request your Medicare number at a presentation, during a sales pitch, or in an unsolicited phone call. Beneficiaries who willingly allow their Medicare number to be used in exchange for money, gifts, or unnecessary equipment and supplies. Suppliers who deliver an off-the-shelf product but bill Medicare for a more costly product. What can you do to stop durable medical equipment fraud? Be sure your doctor has assessed your condition and ordered the equipment or supplies. Never sign a blank form from your healthcare provider or equipment supplier. Always read your Medicare Summary Notice, or MSN, or Explanation of Benefits, EOB. Look for charges for equipment you do not need, never requested, or did not receive. If you rent and return medical equipment, always get a dated receipt. Protect your Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security cards like credit cards. Do not accept payments or services from strangers who call or knock on your door. Do not give out your Medicare number at a presentation or during a sales pitch. Do not accept money, gifts, or unnecessary equipment and supplies from a supplier in exchange for your Medicare number. Example Medicare charges for DME. Any Medicare code that starts with an L indicates that it is an orthotic, which is a type of DME. Here are some examples. L0625 to L0651, lumbar orthosis, or a back brace. L1810 to L1860, knee orthosis, or knee brace. L1900 to L1990, ankle-foot orthosis, or an ankle brace. L3650 to L3678, shoulder orthosis, or shoulder brace. and L3763 to L3931, wrist orthosis, or wrist brace. How can your senior Medicare patrol or SMP help? Your local SMP is ready to provide you with the information you need to protect yourself from Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse, detect potential fraud, errors, and abuse, and report your concerns. SMPs and their trained teams can help educate and empower Medicare beneficiaries in a fight against health care fraud. Your SMP can help you with your questions, concerns, or complaints about potential fraud and abuse issues. It can also provide information and educational presentations. To locate your local Senior Medicare Patrol, or SMP, visit www.smpresource.org or call 1-877-808-2468. Our next article from the Reader's Digest provides information on updates and alerts for your smartphone. Reader's Digest alerts. Why does it suddenly say RCS on some of your texts? Here's how it could be a huge security risk. By Mark Salzman. Published December 12, 2024. These three little letters could pose a surprisingly big threat while you're texting. Here's what RCS means and why tech experts are concerned. Another year, another Apple update, and another head-scratching question related to it. Yes, those system-wide updates generally offer a slew of cool new features and important security fixes, but they also tend to come with some unexplained additions that most people don't know the answer to. Right now, after the recent iOS 18 update, that confusing new feature involves three little letters, RCS, that may have started popping up on some of your text messages. So what is RCS exactly, and will it make your iPhone experience better? Well, that's up for debate, according to tech experts. While RCS is an exciting step forward in messaging, it could be dangerous until the kinks are worked out. I spoke with a cybersecurity expert, Teresa Payton, who served as the first female White House Chief Information Officer, to find out what you need to know about this new iPhone texting feature and how to stay safe. What is RCS messaging? RCS stands for Rich Communication Services, and it is supposed to create a richer texting experience between iPhone and Android users. Its purpose? To bridge the gap between your iPhone and other non-Apple operating systems, which, as you probably know, don't always align while you're texting. More advanced than SMS or simple texting, and even MMS, multimedia messaging service, the latter of which supports photos, videos, audio clips, and emojis, RCS texting offers more modern features including typing indicators which show when somebody is typing, read receipts so you know if a message was received and or read, file sharing so you can send and receive high-resolution photos and videos, better group chats such as support for renaming, editing, and removing people, the ability to send voice messages, and sharing locations. As a result of this increased compatibility, RCS texting will feel more like sending texts via Apple's messaging app or apps like WhatsApp, Signal, and Facebook Messenger. But RCS has the same benefit of texting since it operates over a carrier's cellular connection without the need for a data plan or Wi-Fi, as apps do. When will you see these letters on text? If you have an iPhone, you'll see RCS when you're texting with someone who has an Android phone. Specifically, you will see it in Apple's Messages app in the text box where you type. If the person you're messaging on is on an Android, it will say either SMS or RCS depending on whether they've enabled the RCS feature, or on that below, and or if the carrier supports it. If you're messaging another iPhone user, however, you will instead see iMessage in faint letters in the text box, or sometimes above the message. Android users may also see RCS. Provided you're using Google Messenger, your carrier supports RCS texting, and you've enabled the feature, you'll see RCS message in the window where you typed on an Android, whether you're texting another Android or an iPhone. What's the potential danger with RCS text? To put it simply, your text can be more easily hacked, so your phone is more vulnerable. RCS is not currently end-to-end encrypted and could risk third parties gaining access to the contents of your messages, including data, photos, and personal details, says Payton. This also means fraudsters and criminals could find workarounds to access the contents of your messages. In addition, the recipients of messages through RCS may be able to receive metadata or identifier information, such as your IP address or a phone number. RCS can also increase risk of security threats, Payton noted. On the other hand, messages between iPhone users are automatically encrypted, or AKA protected, when both people are using iMessage. Similarly, Android users who message other Android users over RCS will also have the benefit of encrypted messages. But at this point in time, when an iPhone user communicates with an Android user over RCS, those messages are not end-to-end encrypted. That said, regular text messages or SMS between iPhones and Androids aren't end-to-end encrypted either. So, no matter what type of text you send, you're taking some risk when messaging someone with a different type of device. The FBI has underscored this fact recently in light of an SMS attack targeting companies such as AT&T and Verizon. The Bureau has warned Apple users sending messages to Android users and vice versa. Recent hacks into carriers highlight the importance of encrypted messaging, says Payton. In these incidents, hackers gained access to sensitive customer data, underscoring the vulnerabilities in current telecom systems. To keep your data safe while texting contacts who use different types of devices, she suggests sending messages through a third-party app that provides end-to-end encryption, like WhatsApp. Can you turn off RCS text? Yes. First, figure out if your phone actually has RCS. This applies only to Apple users who have installed iOS 18 and have text messaging plans with a carrier that supports RCS. If this is you and you'd like to turn off your RCS messaging until the kinks are all worked out, follow the steps below. For iPhone users, go to Settings, select Apps, tap Messages, select RCS Messaging, and toggle the tab to the off position. For Android users, open Google Messages, tap your profile picture or icon at the top right, select Messages Settings, tap RCS Chats, and turn it off. What should you do to protect yourself? Until there's a fix for these potential security issues, Payton suggests instead opting for platforms with proven security track records. For example, you can try WhatsApp or Signal. Encrypted services provide robust encryption to protect your conversations from prying eyes, she adds. When sensitive information is on the line, it's critical to make the more secure choice. And if you do decide to chance it, and even if you don't, be hyper-vigilant about potential scams that may come through your phone. Statistics show that phishing attacks, which often leverage stolen personal data, increased more than 61% in 2023. Double-check links and attachments, and never provide personal information through unsolicited messages. And always update your phone and messaging apps to the latest versions to benefit from improved security features and patches, including, hopefully, a fix for this RCS issue sometime soon. Our last article from AARP suggests 6 bad money habits to be aware of and how to break them. 6 bad money habits to break. Ditch these routines to put a lid on your spending, shore up your nest egg, and accomplish other financial goals. By Martha C. White from AARP, published August 28, 2025. Brushing your teeth, putting on a seatbelt, plenty of daily habits are so ingrained we never consciously think about them. When it comes to money, though, your everyday practices might not be so good for you. It's easy to fall into certain spending and saving habits that aren't beneficial for your financial health, especially if you're drawing close to or already in retirement. Here are 6 you'll want to kick to the curb. 1. Putting expenses on autopilot. Too many of us don't keep track of where our money goes each month, A 2023 NerdWallet survey found that around 1 in 4 people don't make a budget, and among those who do, 84% admit to sometimes breaking it. Companies make it easy by encouraging you to sign up for automatic renewal for everything from streaming subscriptions to gym memberships to cloud services. The downside of this convenience is you might not notice when a company raises its prices, or you could entirely forget about subscriptions you no longer need. Americans spend, on average, more than $200 a year for subscriptions they don't use, a recent CNET survey found. Almost everybody can do a better job making certain they understand what are my fixed expenses and what are my discretionary expenses. And then, what is a reasonable amount for me to be spending? Says Marguerite Weiss, Chief Operating Officer at Wilmington Trust Emerald Family Office and Advisory, the Wealth Management Division of M&T Bank. While monitoring one's spending is a good practice for everyone, financial advisors say retirees should be especially vigilant. More people leaving the workforce today get their retirement income from defined contribution retirement plans, like 401ks, rather than defined benefit pensions, where you get a set amount every month. If you depend on dividends and interest income to pay your bills, you're relying on an income stream that has the potential to go up and down depending on economic conditions. Actively monitoring your expenses can help you prepare for those income fluctuations. 2. Recycling passwords. Yes, it's a pain in the neck to keep track of a gazillion passwords, but privacy experts say you really need to stop using a combination of your pet's name and your birthday to unlock your online accounts. Also, conveniences like using a social media account to sign into a shopping site can exacerbate the problem, because a single compromised password would give criminals access to multiple accounts. A recent AARP survey found that more than 2 in 5 Americans 18 and older reported losing money to scams or having sensitive information stolen and used fraudulently, and almost 2/3 admitted they don't use different passwords across accounts and devices. What's more, older adults are more vulnerable to cybercrime. According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Internet Crime Complaint Center, Americans 60 and older lost $4.8 billion in 2024. You can help prevent crooks from unlocking your accounts by implementing multi-factor authentication, which essentially double-checks that it's you who's trying to access the account and not reusing passwords. Consider using a password manager like Bitwarden, 1Password, or LastPass to save your login information and protect your passwords. Most password managers charge a small monthly fee. 3. Helicopter parenting your portfolio. Constantly checking your account balances when you're worried about the stock market's direction is a good way to give yourself heartburn. More importantly, you risk succumbing to the temptation to exit the market in a panic, almost always a money-losing move. Don't get hung up on day-to-day movement of stocks. Checking portfolios during volatile market environments can lead investors to make emotional decisions that usually work against them, says Jeff Buchbinder, Chief Equity Strategist at wealth and investment management firm LPL Financial. When markets are volatile and stocks are down, that's when people get the most nervous, and that tends to be the worst time to sell. Historically, the worst days for the stocks have been followed by the best days. If you cash out at the bottom, you lose the ability to gain those big recoveries. 4. Put your nest egg in a slow cooker. While too much vigilance can be a bad habit for your investment accounts, a set-and-forget-it approach can also be a recipe for trouble. Changes in market conditions can cause the percentage of your money allocated to different investments to shift, potentially leaving you with more risk than you want to take on. Weiss advises checking your portfolio every few months to ensure that your investment allocations are where you want them to be. If you have a financial advisor, they can help you with this. If you're self-managing your investments, Weiss says software programs such as Monarch, Wealthfront, and Empower can help you to make adjustments based on your risk tolerance. 5. Chasing credit card sign-up promotions. Applying for credit cards that dangle handsome sign-up bonuses, like buckets of frequent flyer miles, might seem like a smart move, but it can hurt your finances. The fine print on those offers generally requires that you charge hundreds, if not thousands of dollars within the first few months of opening the card. You could find yourself stretching your budget or buying things you don't need to meet that threshold. Bonus chasing could also hurt your credit score. Each time you apply for a credit card, the lender conducts a hard pull of your credit file. According to Credit Karma, each hard inquiry dings your credit score by a few points, depending on your credit profile. And if you're a serial card hopper, be warned. Multiple hard inquiries in a short period do even more damage. Opening a slew of credit cards also has the cumulative effect of lowering your average account age, which can harm your credit score. 6. Pinching every penny. While frugality is a virtue, it's possible to have too much of a good thing, says Nick Campanelli, Senior Vice President of Citizens Private Wealth. He sees clients who, after decades of socking away money for retirement, are fearful about spending the nest egg that they've worked so hard to build. I've seen people who will underspend, he says, and they don't actually enjoy the money. Being a cheapskate can also backfire in certain situations, like if you're avoiding essential home repairs, or to save money or purchasing groceries in bulk that you won't eat before they expire. Bottom line, little changes to your everyday activities can help shore up your financial security. The key takeaways were created with the assistance of generative AI. An AARP editor reviewed and refined the content for accuracy and clarity. Martha White writes about business, finance, and the economy. Her works appeared in the New York Times, CNN, Time, NBC News, Money, and other outlets. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. This has been Bob Decker, volunteer reader at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.